Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Maybe that's how your finances look. A mess. You say, what the hecky? What's going on? Clean up the mess. Maybe you need some help. The folks over at Leaders would be happy to help you clean up that mess. You might not have known it, but October is financial planning month. So if you got a mess on your hands, now's the time to do a little cleaning. Leaders Credit Union has a team of financial champions who are happy to help in that financial journey. You've got questions, don't let them go unanswered. A lot of times we do that when it comes to our financial journeys. We'll just wait to see. Well, let me see what's going to happen next. What's coming down the road? Plan for that. With the folks over at Leaders, they can do a lot for you, whether it's mortgage, whether it's car loans. They can help you out. And again, their rates in a lot of cases are going to be better than what you're getting from that bank that's not doing anything for you except making money off of you. To learn more, visit leaderscu.com/ESPN. You can be part of the family. You mentioned you heard this on 929 FM ESPN. They're going to waive that membership fee for you. That's how much we want you to be a part of the Leaders family. Leaders is your financial champion for life.
What the hecky? What the hecky?
I got to clean it up sometime.
No, what the hecky is crazy. I don't even think they have a radio version of this, bro. You know, you ain't going to hear this on no damn Disney radio, man.
Was it Halliburton's Rise that made this song take off? Would it have been the same? It would have never made its way to this show.
What the Halliburton?
That's right. It took off because of that.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
Felt like it was part of it.
I remember it was definitely in the club in like April. And then
it was already out, man. Oh, okay.
But then, you know, that's when Halliburton started to...
Everybody adopted it, it felt like.
Yeah. He did this, you know, there's this show. It's pretty funny. It's called The Sunday Conversation. It's Caleb Presley. He used to be at Barstool. Now he's, like, doing his own thing. And he's this, you know, he's just kind of goofy white dude. And he always puts he gets these interviews with these athletes. And and he's just, he asks uncomfortable questions. So he has Halliburton on, right? And he goes, so... Tyrese, you got any nicknames? And he starts kind of squirm a little bit, you know, and he's like, yeah, I got some nicknames. And he's like, what are those nicknames? And then, like, Tyrese Halliburton's, like, laughing and stuff, and he's like, what's your nickname? And Halliburton doesn't want to answer, and he goes, is it the Halliban? And because that's what social media kept, you know, calling him when he was beating the Knicks, right?
I see.
He was like, so the Halliban took down New York. Yeah, I mean, that's...
Well, I mean, this is making me uncomfortable listening to the reenactment of it.
And then he's like, no. He's like, no, we took down the Knicks. We took down the Knicks. He said, so would you say that you're playing basketball? You know, playing basketball. And he's like, I would say I'm playing basketball. Like, that's the whole thing. It's like he's just trying to get him to say that he's a member of the Halliban, or the Taliban, as it were. Even though it was not so much the Taliban, it was Al-Qaeda.
I see the things that amuse some of you now.
Yeah.
Take a lot.
That was the NBA playoffs. It was like you had the Halliban, and then you had Al Shada, which was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
All right.
When either of them had a great game or a bad game, as it were, depending on, they would get accused of sort of being the other, you know. I think it's too soon. I think it's not a laughing matter. But
yep.
I got to say.
Very uncomfortable.
The Halliban... It's pretty good.
Okay.
It's pretty good. But it makes me, we're not going to see him this year, most likely, right?
Right.
He's going to be...
Take a rest.
he's going to be, you know, plotting.
Him and Tatum.
Him and, well, Tatum, we might.
Why?
Tatum, there was a, there was, wasn't there like, I don't know if it was AI or what, but there was like a commercial with, or a video of Tatum dunking.
I know, he's going to try to be, he's going to try to be Superman, get back early.
Right.
Why?
Because.
They have hollowed out that team.
They really have.
To get off the tax.
They really have.
Because they're not, you don't do that if you're not, you don't, you're not a threat to win a championship. Very smart. And so that's what, it's a reset season. Let the guy get all the way healthy. Don't let him get so far ahead out of his rehab that he re-injures himself. There's no need to rush back.
I agree.
For the Celtics and the Lakers, particularly, the teams with the most storied franchise, the most titles, it's only about titles. And it's not about the year,
yeah,
specifically. If, again, you got it's just getting through that year to get to, it's just a gap to get to the next title. And so that's what they should be planning for. So I'm just not bringing, I'm not allowing him to push it to a point where he's, you know, threatening to re-injure himself.
Right. Absolutely.
There's no need.
Yes, it's true. Anyway, yeah, you got me thinking about the, he did one with Justin Jefferson. Like, he's, it's very, very funny.
Okay, I'll make sure to check it out.
Yeah, please do.
Next time Bears win, I'm up all night. I'll be sure.
I think he might be a Chicago guy. I think, you know, he was from that. He was from the Chicago Alps.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm not going to bore you with the particulars, brother.
You've done a good job.
Well, I think I don't think it was boring. I think it was informative. It was what it was. Anyway, every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go. All right, Jason, you can make your plans for 2026. We know who the home opponents for Memphis football are going to be in the American. Are you ready?
Take them to the bank.
We know who all the opponents are going to be for 2026. So that's good. It helps us swim for
all over the schedule.
All right, home opponents. Army, ECU, Temple, UAB. 4-0, as usual. But they gave them the weakest opponents at home, which is like a waste.
I was going to say, I mean, that's the dregs.
Because
didn't catch any of the good ones.
Because
Army?
You got Army at home.
And ECU, we've said, is that's up right and coming, but.
Let's talk about the road
yuck.
Games. So let's talk about the road games. I'll start with the good. Charlotte. Navy. Tulane. South Florida.
This has to stop where Memphis is all or nothing with those. You have to split them up.
Yeah, they're going
to split up eventually. You can't keep doing this.
That's
to
right.
Us.
That's right. I mean, they're going to be, you know, 5-3. I mean,
because now your home schedule's
right.
Garbage.
It's totally bad
in conference.
You should have switched.
And all
a
your
couple
tough games are on the road.
Right.
And it's flipped this year.
Yeah, exactly right. You need to balance it out.
You got to balance that out for Memphis.
Yes.
The best in your conference, or at least one of the best.
That's exactly right.
It's ridiculous.
Not only do you give the fans bad games. But you also, like, waste playing Temple and UAB. Like, at least flip one of those, right? At least get, you know, I know you got, the problem is you got Navy, Tulane, and USF here. But, you know, like, maybe you could play UTSA here. And by the way, that's another year of not playing UTSA. How about that?
Two straight years
not playing UTSA. Why are they doing this?
I don't know. Yeah, at this point, UTSA is underachieving, so.
I know, but it's got some juice.
Oh, it does.
But it's like going to be gone because who knows if by the time Memphis and UTSA play again, Taylor will be there. Or Silverfield
will be here.
Yeah.
Right. Trailer's not one going. He's going to be there.
Yeah, y'all keep trying to.
Silverfield's one on pace right now.
Y'all keep trying to put Trailer into other jobs.
Well, he's so highly paid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Needs to get a defense.
That's crazy. How does he have so much? How does he make so much money? And he complains about an NIL. Maybe he should give up some of his salary.
Ryan said that, I think.
Oh, he did say that, didn't he? Did I just bite off of Ryan Silverfield?
Bro, you sound just like Ryan.
That's crazy.
You're feeling yourself.
I'm getting old. I mean, that's like I don't even realize what I'm doing at this point.
Mm-hmm. Man, Ryan got even more reason to say it now. Look over at UTSA. Look
yeah, no, you're right. You're right. But anyway, there you have it. That's Memphis football 2026.
Can't wait.
You can't. Well, why don't you just focus on the work? You know, be where you are. That's a lesson, right? Be where you are. Joe Mazzulla had a great message for people the other day. He was asked about Hugo Gonzalez's quote-unquote language barrier because the report was from some outlet that he had a language barrier with reporters or the team or whatever. And Joe Mazzulla said, how about this? How about you speak to him in his native language? How about you meet him where he's at instead of forcing him to meet you where you're at? You know, we have to come together. We have to meet people. And so for you, you know, you need to meet this Memphis football team where it is at in 2025. You know, you want to go all the way to 2026. You want to get to the Army game at home.
Oh, man, and what the non-conference? There's no Arkansas coming in here to save you. Well, was Boise back on next year? No, oh no, oh no, oh no. We got to wait on that one too.
You got actually, it is back, but it's there. It's there. Arkansas State, y'all love that.
Oh, I got to take off this. Right, go ahead.
Arkansas State at Boise State, UT Martin.
Good grief! Here's the take. Ryan better get gone this year.
Why?
That's a tough schedule. All your tough games on the road. You're not going to win the conference next year.
Oh, that's interesting.
There's nothing to be gained in the non-conference. You see my point? There's not an Arkansas in there. This is your year.
Yeah, but you do have two winners. You have two wins, though. You have two, you know.
I mean, Boise State's technically, okay, is your outside, and that will count because it's typically going to be you guys.
You're going to lose.
You ain't winning your conference next year having to play all these games back on the road, the same teams.
Yeah.
I mean, the likelihood of it goes down, right?
I hate to declare their season over before it even ends.
All I'm saying is the computers, it's part of the reason why Memphis is so favored right now is because its toughest games in the American are at home. Next year, it goes completely opposite. So you can't have, computer-wise, Memphis still as the favorite when all of those road games are, you know, all those games are going to be on the road. I would just say it makes it less likely that you're going to win the conference. And so in a year where right now you're picked, you want to cash in, get the job if you can.
Right, right. No, you're right. That's
what I'm saying. I don't think it's a hot take. I think it's probably the right take.
Well, you're going to
cash in this year.
You're going to go 2-1 in your non-conference.
On the 6-0 you got going.
Which is worse than you're usually doing, right? And then, you know, there's some chance that you're, is there one game that we're waiting on maybe? Yeah, there's one game that that we don't know about yet, because that's only three. Don't you play four non-conference? Yeah, you play four usually to get to 12. So I'm only seeing three right now. So I don't know what that fourth one will be. It's just another bye game or something. So you win three, and he'll get to eight wins next year just in his sleep. Just cause. I mean, I don't know if that'll be good enough to win the league, though, is the issue.
Yeah, again, you're gonna have everybody around here saying you're not going to win your league. That's what you should win every year, mm-hmm. and it's more of the same.
But you know? Golish will be gone, too, most likely. So that would be
good. Yeah. That's a good call.
And Byron Brown will be gone.
Golish will be gone. Byron Brown has another year, but he's leaving if Golish is leaving.
Oh, Byron has another year?
Yeah, heard that during that game. That man got one more year of eligibility.
No, yeah, you're right. He'll go with Golish.
But he's going.
And then, you know, Sumrall could be gone.
Could be. Although the luster's come off them a little bit. Now, they go on to win the conference title. He's right back in the driver's seat.
I
just think since American play started, you look at the way Memphis and South Florida have been covering and everything else. You would say Tulane sputtered a little bit. That said, they were good enough in their non-con. They're right there with you. They win the conference. They're in the driver's seat.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, the issue is that they didn't really have that. I mean, they played on this. They got beat really badly. You know, Memphis beat Arkansas. Obviously, USF beat, you know, Florida.
I don't have their injury list in front of me, but remember, before the season, we said, I wonder if this non-conference schedule is going to beat them up to a point where maybe it damages their chances to win the American. And you come off that. I don't have their injury list coming off that Ole Miss game, but it does seem it's been a little bit of a slower roll of it for Tulane here in American play. That said, I ain't counting them out because of that schedule.
Right.
And folks that are not including Tulane in that conversation, I just think are not looking at the whole picture. You have to look at Tulane's schedule. The only tough one on there is at Memphis.
Right, 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 exactly. But now we know 2026. I guess we're still waiting on one non-conference, but we know who Memphis' pair is and pairs are with the American Conference schedule.
I'm very excited about this. Mel Kiper's got his first top 25 big board for 2026 in the draft. Now, we love discussing who's going to be selected number one, who's going to make a rise up in terms of the draft, what quarterback it's going to be, because that's typically how it goes down right now, despite having the mask taken off of him by Kurt Cignetti. Dante Moore, quarterback for Oregon. Right now, and again, this is not a mock draft. It is a top 25 in terms of talent grade that Mel does on his big board. Got Dante Moore number one, 6'3", 206. Here's the interesting thing. He's got, looks like, four quarterbacks in his top 25, which would, you know, sort of signal first round-ish. And Fernando Mendoza, well, speaking of Cignetti, he's number three. Have we talked enough about him?
Yeah, I mean, he's a real dork.
Well, that's not a 6'5", 225, 71.2% completion rate, 1,400 passing yards, 17 TDs, two interceptions, and you describe him as a real dork.
I mean, that's
your first?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean,
you're going to need to back that up.
I mean, I'm just going to send you an interview. I'm gonna play for you an interview of this guy. I mean, I don't mean it in a negative way.
Okay.
It's just he's a nerd. He's like the nerdiest guy with that build in the history of the world.
Say football nerd or nerd or something. Yeah. You know, when you say dork, it makes it sound like
the 92.9 DM account, Brad.
Cignetti, I think, would come in here and slap you around right now talking about his quarterback like this.
I think he would agree that he's a dork. I think he would agree. I just want you to – have you heard him talk?
No.
I mean, it's just like
– I haven't even included him in my, you know, even thoughts of being one of the top QBs.
All right, look, maybe I'm being harsh.
No, his name was getting
up there. It's possible I'm being harsh. Do we have it, Brad?
Fernando, the first time you came here was your fourth career start. You were a quarterback at Cal. You now just led your team to beat the number three team in the country. When you reflect on that journey, is this what you dreamed of?
Yeah, first of all, I want to give all the glory to God. Thank you so much for my family for helping me get to this point. And I could have done it without a fantastic offense. They never said it was going to be easy. We came in here, we handled adversity fantastically, and we rose to the moment. When the offense is on the field and we need a game-winning drive, we did it. When the defense needed a stop, we did it. Thank you so much for Hoosier Nation coming out. I'm so grateful for all my offensive linemen, receivers, running backs, tight ends. And what a great team we have here to struggle through adversity and come out on top, especially such a great team like Oregon.
Bro, how dare you?
He's a dork, bro. It's all right. It's fine. Like, he's trying to give me the post-game speech, you know what I mean?
Bro, first of all,
he's Kirk Cousins-ish. That's how it sounds to me.
He gave the glory.
He did. He gave the glory, and that's fantastic. But I
and then he just showered his teammates with praise. What I heard was just brilliant.
Yeah. Well,
which would be the opposite of dork.
I told you, I don't want this guy.
There's a quarterback in the SEC that keep interviewing after wins that's way worse than this. Who is it? Who is it? He keeps getting sidelined after the games. Is it the Georgia QB?
Winston Stockton? I don't know, man.
When you say the words you said, again, I'm hearing some stuff that sounds like this guy here was pouring it all out for you. You could hear the emotion.
Yeah. Is that what that was?
I can't believe you're laughing at him.
I'm just not.
Dude, if I'm a GM, oh, yeah.
It's Kirk Cousins. That's what it is.
If I'm a GM, I'm this guy.
We handled adversity
fantastically. Did you hear the emotion?
And we rose
voice
to the moment.
Voice almost cracked.
When the offense is on the field and we need a game-winning drive, we did it. When the defense needed a
stop, like
we did it.
That sounds like a soon-to-be leader of men, not young men.
No, he sounds like he's the leader of the band.
He's all football.
That's what it
sounds
like.
He lives, breathes, and sleeps it.
Well, why don't you do this?
Glory is all he looks for in the arena.
We'll trade our pick to you for Caleb Williams.
This man called him a dork.
And then you can have Fernando Mendoza. How about that?
I don't think you'll be getting him. You guys are going to win too much. You're going to be right in the middle if this guy's number three.
There's six quarterbacks this year, right? I mean, that's the thing.
Well, I don't know if they're all first-rounders, but he's got Ty Simpson, number 16, going down to Alabama. Maybe it's Ty Simpson that I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
In terms of that, those post-game interviews, not so good. Lenore Sellers, number 21, but that's four in his top 25. Again, to John's point, now maybe you'll have some of these other guys creep in. John Mateer, who we saw, I think, come back too early from that broken bone in his hand. Number five, Carson Beck, six. This is a ranking of his quarterbacks. And then those names, the names that we said before the season, we thought were going to be the suspects, the usual suspects to be the number one pick, because we weren't saying Dante Moore, I don't think, to start the year. I remember Dan Walken specifically coming on. We talked about Lenore Sellers. Nussmeier, 7, and then it drops off. Drew Eilers, 10, goes on down from there. Trinidad Chambliss is a just-missed candidate on Mel Kiper's top 10 quarterbacks. But interesting stuff. I think for me, you talk about the Raiders, who are going to be in the market, you would think, for a quarterback.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't think you'll be top 5-ish in terms of that bad. You guys are going to win enough games that you're going to be picking in the middle, and my guess is you'd be looking at more of a crop of Ty Simpson, Lenore Sellers, that group, and you'd have Dante Moore, Fernando Mendoza. Now, who knows? Again, you might have Jaden Daniels type rise up in this thing, but if Dante Moore and Mendoza are off the board because those are, you know, top five picks, yeah, Raiders, maybe in the, you know, 10 pick, 11 pick?
Yeah.
Ty Simpson, Lenore Sellers, John Mateer, any of those excite you?
I mean, look, no, not Mateer, not after his weekend. I tell you that.
Well, I mean, that just could be a deal where he's not healed yet.
Well, then he shouldn't have played.
Well, that's on the coaching staff.
Well, it's
you know what the kid's going to want to do.
Yeah.
The kid's going to want to play.
The coaches kept saying that he was not limited.
That's a foolish decision.
They kept saying that he was not limited. So either he was limited and they were lying, or else he stinks.
They were hoping.
And I'm not sure. I'm not sure which one I prefer, to be quite honest with you. I'm out on Mateer, totally. He made bad decisions. Forget, like, his injury. He just made really, really bad decisions and did not look like an NFL quarterback to me against Texas. That's an NFL defense, right? These are the games that you evaluate. I don't care what he did against, you know what I'm saying, Grambling. I don't care. I mean, that's easy. I don't care what he did against Kent State, Temple. You know, what's he doing against the SEC defenses with SEC defensive linemen? An NFL defensive lineman soon, you know, nothing really to speak of. So I'm out on him. You know, Ty Simpson kind of just produces, right? He's not sexy. He's not, you know, he doesn't have incredible arm strength, but every single week he's just out there getting it done and throwing for 300 yards. So I like Ty Simpson. Nussmeier, I'm out on. Now they're telling me that he's got an oblique injury. He made so many bad throws against South Carolina over the weekend that I just cannot possibly endorse the Raiders drafting him. You know, Sellers is like, the size is amazing. The size is tantalizing with him, but I don't know if it's a South Carolina issue, if it's a him issue. You know, I'm working through that.
It's Gunnar Stockton.
Is it okay, Gunnar
if
Stockton.
You're gonna say Dork, he comes to mind first.
Is he? I've never heard
just
of
him. So I'm on the same page with you and we're balanced in that.
Yeah, I have no problem with you doing that. I mean, he's gonna be a dork who beats the hell out of Ole Miss this weekend.
Wow.
How about that? Because Lane Kiffin called Kirby Smart fat. That's bulletin board material. He said, Lane Kiffin was asked who burns more calories on the sideline.
See, now you've pulled me into this mess. He once had confidence struggles.
Oh, my God. He once had
confidence struggles. And now I'm guilty. God forgive me.
You can't.
You know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to blame John. Because that's what most of us would do. We'd say, you pull me down to your level.
Right.
Now I feel guilty about something I've done that shames me.
Right.
It is. So I'm not going to blame. I'm the fool for walking down your path, your dork path.
It's really tough to do a three-hour radio
you judge
show where,
these people.
You know, I mean, that's what we unfortunately do, right?
And you made me judge.
That's what we
this
do.
This guy's had confidence issues.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's had it. I have a lot of issues, but that doesn't stop
on me.
People on Twitter from chirping me. You know, I mean, it's just part of the equation.
Be better, Smooth. Be you know? Better, Smooth.
Here's Gunnar Stockton. If we're comparing dorkisms, just to kind of get
take yeah. the quarterback on what this offense is through six
That's
games,
the reporter.
And what it could be going forward the rest of the year.
Here we go.
Yeah, I think our offense, we never quit. We're resilient, and we did what we had to do to win the ball game. And this team, we never quit. We're hard to put away, and I think that's the best part about our offense.
He seems cooler.
He does seem cooler.
He seems cooler than the homeboy from Indiana.
Yeah.
Bro, there was passion, emotion, and wearing it on his sleeve with that dude. This dude here's got seven words.
Gunnar Stockton is cool, bro. I'm not saying that you're not wrong. That's one interview. I haven't heard what
but
you're talking about.
I'm guilty, and we don't need to, because I'm looking
We're
awful.
We're awful sin.
I'm looking awful, because all it did was back it up, that interview. Did you not hear that?
I did. I didn't think dork. I thought country boy. That's what I thought.
I felt a little country as well, which usually is pretty cool.
Which you may think that's a dork. You may think that that country boys are dorks, and that's fine.
You know who Fernando Mendoza reminds me of?
Who's that?
Ryan Silverfield.
What?
Yeah, first of all, I want to give all the glory to God. Thank you so much for my family for helping me get to this point. And I could have done it without a fantastic offense. They never said it was going to be easy. We came in here. We handled adversity fantastic.
You hear it, Jason?
I can hear Ryan's tone, but Ryan doesn't speak that kind of emotion, though, right? Would you agree with that?
I think he sounds like Napoleon Dynamite. That's what I...
Coming out. I'm
bro,
so
he's like out of breath. He's so trying to give it up to others.
The glory.
That's a man. That's a man that lives a life of servitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I hear. That's
yeah.
Like you nailed it, Brad.
You know.
Yes, and maybe that's why I grab on to him, and you grab on to Gunnar. We have you know.
I'm not really grabbing on to Gunnar.
Yeah, no. You said you defended him.
I don't think he sounds like a dork. I think he just sounds like he hunts or something.
I think he's a hunter sounder.
Yeah,
I'm kind of with John. He's just kind of a low crawler.
Okay.
Like you know, he's going to be at he's going to be at our live remote at Ducks Unlimited next year. you know.
You would call him the hunter.
I would call him a hunter. Yeah, like I think there's a high likelihood
out his description
that he's
with
like, there's got it. There's a picture of him somewhere holding a deer, dead deer. Yeah.
I heard Lane's cool with Kirby though. Like they got that kind of relationship where he's kind of taking little jabs about the little gut.
Yeah. They're friendly.
They're buds.
He wouldn't possibly have done that if they weren't. But
do we have anything going on that game?
Well, Money was on Georgia. I haven't done anything.
I'm talking about John Money.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to fade Trinidad. You know.
He didn't look great this past.
I was gonna say Mill hadn't moved him into his top 10 quarterback. I mean,
Washington State almost clipped him.
In fairness, it was the trappiest trap game in the history of trap games. It was such a trap. It was the boobiest booby trap. So many boobies in that trap. Okay?
Cool.
Just at Washington State, you were a 33-point favorite. You got Georgia week after that. I mean, yeah, that was like Lane didn't do a good enough job getting that team prepared for that game. There's no doubt about it.
Is 7.5 too many points?
Is it 7.5?
Yes, what I'm looking at right now. ESPN bet.
Oh, man, that's a lot. Yeah, I mean, I'd be tempted to take Ole Miss at 7.5.
I bet you would.
It's hard to lay 7.5 with this Georgia team right now, right? I mean, I would probably lay it 6.5.
Well, Gunnar Stockton's winking at you.
But I just think, you know, now in fairness, maybe the Ole Miss defense, the idea here is that the Ole Miss defense is not even anywhere close to Auburn. I mean, Auburn's defense is a real thing. And it was also there, and they found a way to win. A lot of people were upset about that. A lot of people thought, and then I, you know, in fairness, that was a touchdown. I'm gonna give that to Jackson Arnold. That was a touchdown. I don't know how they missed that.
How about the timeout thing? That was bananas.
The whole game was crazy. The fact that Auburn came out and did not gain a yard of offense in the second half until like if they did, it was the very last garbage time drive. It was absolutely insane the way that Georgia shut them out in the second half. I mean, it was just unbelievable to watch. It was like. They were moving the ball up and down the field for all first half. They come out, and it was like they just melted down after that fumble, you know, that called fumble. Like they just, you know, they did not recover.
He was fourth on the list over at betonline.ag for next coach fired.
Hugh Freeze? Mm-hmm. Has he been that bad?
Yeah.
He needed that win this weekend.
He wanted it.
That's what everybody was saying about the whole game. He needed a big signature win there. Luke Fickell's first, Billy Napier, Mike Norvell, then Hugh Freeze.
I guess he's been there for this is his third year, and they're staring down another.
So I'm saying, lacks the signature
year,
win.
Yeah.
He was getting at Ole Miss when
he
beat Alabama.
Like that's gonna come down to exactly right. It's gonna come down to that game on the 29th. If he wins that at home, maybe he stays. But if he loses, he's out. I mean that's usually how that goes at those kinds of jobs. But yeah, I mean, listen to your point. I don't want Fernando Mendoza. It's always the problem with the Raiders, right? It's like they never pick high enough. To
I was gonna
get
say,
that
I
guy.
You won't be drafting high enough. It sounds like to get him, unless he has a precipitous drop off.
Yeah, or you trade it up.
Or you trade it up. Yeah.
Although we've never done that, I feel like. It's just
Tom Brady might see his guy. He certainly didn't see it in Shadur.
And he had many, many chances to do it, didn't he? He had many, many chances to draft Shadur Sanders, and he did not. So anyway, there you have it. NFL draft. I mean, it's quarterback heavy draft. You'll see a lot of that, I assume. So anyway, good stuff. NFL action last night. Talked a little bit about it. Bears get their revenge on the Fail Mary.
Huge.
Jaden Daniels fumbles like for no reason, really. Just I guess the conditions,
weather,
the rain started to come down.
Oh yeah.
And it really impacted the game. It finished 25-24 Bears. DeAndre Swift, big time touchdown. Welcome back, DeAndre.
Yeah.
Nice to see you.
Ben Johnson opened it up for him.
He sure did.
Throwing everybody at the run game and eventually opened it up for Swift.
That's right. He was great last night. He was great.
Unbelievable.
Running really hard, hitting the hole.
Dude, the shake off that he had, the guy at the sideline, then takes it to the house. That's
really bad defense.
You know, it looks like Jahmyr Gibbs with Detroit.
That's right.
To have that game breaker, and Swift showed he could still be if you run it right.
Yeah, he's been around for a while, hadn't he?
Yeah. Was it Eagles we got him from a couple of years ago, but haven't been really been able to unlock him with these awful offenses that we've run?
Yeah, he's only 26.
Mm-hmm.
That's the crazy part.
Still some tread on that tire.
No question, yeah. But he's been in the league since 2020. That's why it feels like he's so old. Because, you know, I mean, he has. He has been in the league. You know, I guess he had, you know, he wasn't a full-time starter in Detroit. You know, those first three seasons, he kind of split some carries. But was the full-time starter in Philly 2 years ago. And then obviously he was with the Bears
last year as well.
Yeah. I think Commanders, when they have McLaurin, when they have Debo and all of their weapons, they're formidable. Their defense a little better than it was last year. Should be. It needs to continue to improve. We should not have been able to run the ball on them the way we were, and they had been decent against the run this year.
Agreed.
From everything I'd seen. So, that you know, Dan Quinn needs to continue to shape up that defense. But by the end of it, they'll be a playoff team, and Jaden Daniels will have a chance to knock somebody out. Yeah. It won't be. It's not going to be the miraculous run that it was last year, though, where they were winning all those close ones.
Yeah, no. It
but that's a playoff team there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they have Jaden Daniels, so that is
the matchups with the Eagles will be interesting.
Yes, they will. We'll get a sense for, you know, just how far that team has fallen. They lost their leading edge rusher yesterday. He retired. It's Za'Darius Smith.
Hmm.
Eagles leading edge rusher, leading sack artist. He retired abruptly for no real reason.
As long as they got Jalen Carter, they got a defense. The problems offensively, whether they should fire that offense coordinator.
Yes. So you got the Bears getting the dub, and then the Bills go down to the Falcons. I mean, and they certainly had their chances. They got that blocked field goal. Then they got a couple stops. They're down 21-14, and you know you're just, oh man, here we go. Josh Allen's going to do it. Josh Allen's going to put the cape on, and it just never happened.
Scrambled out again. Offensive line issues. Had to scramble out. It gets a ball tipped and picked off. It's just. You don't see that from Josh Allen, or you weren't seeing it, but now he's, what I say, 4 interceptions the last 3 games?
Yep.
So we're seeing old Josh Allen, and nobody's suggesting he's reverting back to that, but clearly if you're a Bills fan, you have to feel like he feels like there's all the pressure is back on him.
Yeah.
And again, if your defense is not making plays for him, giving him short fields, you know, those kinds of things, that he's going to continue to feel that way.
Yeah. And as a result of that, of his struggles and the loss, we have a new favorite in the MVP market, at least at Bet Online, and it's not Patrick Mahomes. It's Baker freaking Mayfield,
I
man.
I gave him the respect burger yesterday because I told you he's my leader in the clubhouse for MVP, and he should be. He should have already been it before Josh Allen's performance last night.
Baker Mayfield is 33-1, or opened the season 33-1, I should say, and now he's a favorite. If you bet
only one interception this season,
$100 on Baker Mayfield before the season started. At BetOnline to be MVP, you could win $3,300. You are now the favorite to win $3,300.
A big part of his case is that at one point he was down his top 4 receivers this past game. I think it's top 4. Yes. Oh, it's top 3.
Well, Baker's just going to make it work, bro. He's just going to make it work. That's what he's going to do. He's just going to make it work, folks. It doesn't matter if he's throwing to me and Jason out there. You know, he's going to find a way.
Well, he shouldn't be able to pick up that 3rd and 14 or whatever.
No, he shouldn't, but he does.
Like it goes against the grain. It's sort of like grit and grind back in its day.
That's right.
Not doing what you know, going anti-NBA.
Baker Mayfield, like the Grizzlies, an iconoclast.
He goes against the grain.
He goes against.
He doesn't even run like, you know, pretty.
No, it's like
it's ugly. It's nasty to watch.
It's literally like he runs like a civilian.
Yeah.
Like you get Brad in a Tampa Bay Bucks uniform. That's what it's going to look like. You know.
Yep.
Except he'll absorb the hits a little better than Brad probably.
Baker gets up flexing.
He does. He is. I get it. I get why Jeffrey Wright loves him, because he is an average looking guy. You know, like he doesn't look.
He's the average man's quarterback.
He's not Josh Allen, bro. All right, Josh Allen's 6'5", got nice hair.
Would you call him the little guy's quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, little. Relative.
Relatively speaking, Baker
right.
is that.
Yeah.
His stature.
Baker Mayfield is like, you know. The hero in the 80s, right, was like the all American guy that would go to work and he would go home and he would have a steak, you know, and mashed potatoes and gravy and a Budweiser with his wife, you know, on the TV tray at 5 o'clock. That's Baker Mayfield, folks. All right. He's going to go to the factory. He's going to put in 9 to 10 hours. He's going to come home with dirty clothes, but he's just going to go to work, man. He's going to do it every day. He's going to be quiet about it. He's not going to complain. He's not going to say, I don't have Mike Evans.
He used to not be quiet.
No, you're right. But now he's, you know, developed and grown as a man.
Kind of has.
And he doesn't complain about not having Mike Evans. He doesn't complain about not having Chris Godwin. He doesn't complain about not having this, that, the other. This dude out there throwing a guy named Cam Johnson. He might as well be throwing to Cam Jones of the Indiana Pacers. It don't matter. And I think that's why people love him. People love him because he is just your yeoman's quarterback. You know what I'm saying?
Even though he's a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah. Yeah, he's,
weirdly,
because he's taken a long winding journey.
He kind of did what Lane Kiffin had to do.
Yeah, he had to rebuild. He had to be humbled. This dude,
again, it's crazy to think about. His career was over.
It was.
His career was over. And the Rams signed him as a emergency backup with John Wolford out there only because I guess Stafford had gotten hurt and maybe even the backup had gotten hurt.
Did he get out there too?
Saw yeah, time because that Wolford year? Got yeah. hurt. Uh-huh. It uh-huh. was against the Raiders. Uh-huh. And they were down 24-6 or something like that. And he led them to a come-from-behind victory. Baker Mayfield did because Wolford got hurt in the game. And that twist of fate.
Wow.
Has led him to being the MVP favorite on October 14th, 2025. How about that? He was an folks, that is, you know, I know sometimes it's cliche to like say, you should look at this, or you should look at that, you can apply it to your own life, but my God, I know that he was an athlete, and he was a number one pick, and he was all these things, but his career was over. None of that stuff mattered. Nobody cared that he was the number one pick. Nobody cared that he was a Heisman Trophy winner. Sean McVay said, I need a quarterback. I gotta do something. This guy's just sitting out here. You know, let me bring him in. And then he gets an opportunity, and he maximized that, and he maximized it again the next week. And then he got a one-year, $3 million deal. That is nothing in the NFL. A one-year, he had to go in camp and beat out somebody. I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was Teddy Bridgewater or somebody like that. He had to go in there and prove it again with the Buccaneers. And he got the job, and he has not let go. And I think he got a big deal eventually. I think he just got paid like last year or 2 years ago. But, I mean, this guy's career revival has been truly one of the most remarkable turnarounds we'll see.
Dude, they're in a stretch of schedule, and they did lose to the Eagles 31-25. It's their only loss this year. But then the Seahawks are 4-2, beat Seahawks, beat 49ers, as we know. They're at the Lions this week. Then they're still skip the Saints game. Patriots at Bills at Rams.
Yeah.
My point is that if he continues to play like this Absolutely. Against this schedule, Absolutely. I don't care that he lost to Philly. This is your MVP right here.
Yep.
If he keeps them at this high level with everything they've gone through injury-wise on the offensive side.
Yep.
This just a stud season he's having yep. so far. It's been nothing but his will and his leadership really yeah. that's done it. And plays, playmaking. Third and 14, this guy's finding a way to run for it.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's truly amazing.
Getting knocked around the whole time and getting right back up and doing it again. It's amazing.
March 15, 2023, he signs a one-year, $4 million contract with the Buccaneers. Yeah. March 10, 2024, just one short year later, how about a three-year extension worth up to $100 million?
Well, that other one was the kiss of death for a guy that was he was the number one pick? Was he number one pick?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that one, what did you say? It was 1 year, $4 million or whatever? Yeah. It was over right there. That's where you've been written off, and they're hanging on to see if they're still.
But the Rams claimed him on waiver.
On Tuesday. It was a Tuesday.
That's crazy.
That's bananas.
He was a waiver done. Claim on a Tuesday.
Maybe more written off than Geno Smith in a way.
Yeah, that's crazy, John.
Because Stafford had a spinal cord injury.
And again, Baker was one. Well, Geno ended up not even going first round.
That's right. No, he was like a second round pick. Yeah. I think. Yeah, I mean.
Who thought he was going to go first round. Have you heard that stories about him? Mm-mm. He was telling people he was going to go first round, be first quarterback selected.
That ain't the first time he's, deceived somebody.
Nah, Baker's story might be more rope, didn't write back than Geno's is.
The NFL was done with Baker Mayfield. They were.
Yeah.
He was on waivers. He was like doing nothing. And again, he probably had money, right? I think he did come from money, so I don't think it was a situation where he was sitting around wondering what the hell am I going to do with my life. But I mean, he was done in the NFL.
Well, he was getting commercials and stuff too as a rookie. What was it, Cleveland? Wherever
yeah,
it was,
yeah.
He was getting commercials and stuff. I mean, it wasn't. I know he's on rookie deal, but he had side jobs.
It's pretty amazing.
Side hustle.
The incompetence of the Browns. Like how many quarterbacks they have just gone through.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And then for this guy to be back and playing well.
Absolutely.
Well, who does the Heisman House commercials that he's in?
Everybody, right?
Is that the car dealer? Nissan?
Yeah, is it Nissan?
I think it's Nissan. Yeah,
Brad, you got good memory. I couldn't remember who that is.
I'd forgotten
Those have been brilliant. And
they are good.
He's getting paid off that.
Does it make you want to buy a Nissan?
It makes me want to go to the house.
It makes you want to go to the house.
Heisman House. Yeah. I never think about Nissan or wanting to drive one off that commercial. But I like the commercial.
What about when you watch the NBA? What do you think about when you watch the NBA? Do you
Kia.
Ever, right, exactly.
You I think about
Kia. Yeah,
because it's on everything.
You're damn right. Because what have we done? We have improved the brand. We have improved the perception of the brand.
I think Telluride when I watch Marcus Smart.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Telluride. That's
I know. It's a tough vehicle. It really
Where is Marcus now?
He has changed. It's changed.
Marcus who?
Smart.
Oh no, Marcus Smart.
No, we're with
still,
the Lakers.
Yeah, he's
we're with
he's
the Lakers.
On the made the
right,
okay.
Right, we're bringing a veteran presence.
Oh great,
another one.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's
that old team.
He's hanging on by a thread. But yeah, I think you know again, Nissan, Kia, we're doing NBA things now, at Kia. So, next time you want to get your little jokes off, because that happened at the repass.
Bro, I remember
when it happened at the repass.
I remember when you were a proud Audi man.
Well, unfortunately, circumstances dictated I had to get out of that thing.
Yeah, you're just looking for the best deal.
Well, I needed more room, and I don't know if you know this, but the three-row Audi is $90,000, bro.
Holy crap.
And I said, I cannot possibly. Do you know how I treat cars? I treat cars. I mean, I'm over there driving like a National Guard tank over whatever the hell that was on the interstate.
I've seen you.
So I can't be spending $90,000 on a car, bro. I don't take care of them like that. So this is actually a perfect vehicle for me because if I trash it, who cares?
It's a good looking car though.
Great looking car.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Super, you know, I'm not a minivan guy. I will never be the minivan guy, no matter what. But you know, it's practical for me, and it's ebony black.
We're glad you're happy.
It's not just black.
While we're speaking on the parking
it's
lot
ebony
area,
black.
Did we get to the bottom of the Navy schedule?
I mean, we just assumed it was Ron.
It's got to be Ron. Okay.
Yeah, we just assumed it was Ron.
He was at the Navy base.
Yeah, he right. got one from base.
Out in San Diego.
San Diego trip.
Thinks he's funny.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway, there you have
yesterday.
It. All right, Frank Bonner going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about Memphis football, their schedule, the 2026 schedule, Ryan Silverfield, and more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
they
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For Jason and John. What is this song?
G Herbo.
Okay.
Well, legit.
So this is the sample from Drive Slow, Homie.
Yep.
Drive Slow. You remember that one? Mm. You need to pump your brakes and drive slow, homie. What it do? What's the song called?
Went legit.
All right, I gotta write that one down.
I'm gonna be playing that in a Telluride driving off from around here.
I'm gonna pick up my kids, go legit with G Herbo.
This is what Jake is. This is another steal from the kid.
Yeah.
They'd know.
Frank Bonner.
They know the streets.
Frank Bonner's gonna join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about Memphis football. And just the latest. I think they're having a press conference over there as we speak as they get ready for UAB. UAB, big one.
No letdowns.
No letdowns.
No whammies.
I actually have a fun little. It's not UAB football, but I have a fun little piece. We're doing a fun series at the Daily Memphian with Cal's return. Right, he's coming back, as you know, on October 27th.
13 days.
And we're capturing. Some of the highlights of his tenure, and some of the most memorable games from his tenure at the University of Memphis. And I'm writing about two of them. One of them is that UAB come from behind victory a week before the Tennessee game when Pierre Niles famously slapped that dude. A lot of urban legends about that game, by the way. A lot of urban legends. Like, there's allegations that they were throwing piss at the players, like the UAB fans were throwing bottles of piss.
Wow, come on!
I mean, they were throwing things. I don't know if it was that. I mean, but you could easily see, that they were throwing stuff at Memphis. And I think there's even footage of Andre Allen, reaching into the trash can at the arena and maybe throwing it back. I don't know. You don't see him throw it back, but he's reaching it. What else are you reaching the trash can for, right? You're not digging in there to see what they threw at you. You know, so it was just a very ugly scene. But I don't know if a lot of people will remember. I mean, everything was on the line. Tennessee was going to be 1-2 a week from that day, but it was not going to be 1-2 if you lost this game to UAB. You were going to lose game day. You were going to ruin the 1-2, and you were down 7 with 1:30 left to UAB, and that's when, serendipity happened. That's the thing about special teams, right? Special teams make special plays. And they go on to hold UAB to 1 point for the rest of that game, 1:30. Antonio Anderson hits a three. CDR hits a three. CDR hits an and-one, a goofy and-one. And Vaden misses a contested three at the buzzer. Lawrence Kennard, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
He actually got the rebound and put it up and in, but time had expired. UAB thought they won the game. That was why the fans were acting like that. They were storming the floor. UAB starting quarterback at the time, Joe Webb, was face to face with Joey Dorsey. Like everybody in the building thought they won. They couldn't hear the buzzer, and they didn't see it. They just saw the shot go in. Right? It looked like. I mean, if you go back and look this up, you'll see it. And so they stormed the floor, and the refs are over at the telestrator trying to figure out was time expired. La 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 la. Fans don't know the difference, so it's just a big mess. And it's a small arena, and it's like the most excited they've ever been. Yeah, man, it was a crazy scene. A lot of people probably don't. There were a lot of highlights that year. You beat Gonzaga, you beat USC, you beat UConn, you beat Arizona, you beat Georgetown, you beat all these high brand, name brand teams. But that was probably the most dramatic, and they were gonna ruin Memphis' season because they were gonna ruin 1-2. They were gonna take game day away. They were big favorites to do it, up 77-70 with 1:30 left. CDR had other plans.
I love that.
So it was just kind of fun to think about those games. You know,
those were fun times.
Those were very fun times. But this UAB football, not fun times.
No,
it's.
In fact, they should have done this at the end of last year, when he was embarrassing them. You know, saying out loud and publicly, "What y'all think this is Alabama? I mean, we have chicken scratch in terms of NIL. I think those were his actual words used. I mean, a guy who didn't seem very appreciative of the position that had been given to him, and so you come back out here and you get further embarrassed and. It's just more damage. I don't know. UAB was a once proud football program. Not so long ago.
Yeah, they shut it down.
Brought
it back.
Yeah,
that's right.
And it just seems to have been seems to be wrecked. But I'm sure somebody will look at it as an opportunity.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.